coming into stillness and sensing this as a pause. So you might close your eyes. Just sense this invitation to arrive right here. Just to arrive and relax and notice what's going on. You might let the attention collect a little with the breath. Just a careful awareness of the inflow and outflow, the movement of the breath. You see if you might relax as the breath comes in, like a balloon inflating, just opening to receive. Relaxing open. And then with the out-breath, a kind of letting go. See if you can just sense a bit of a releasing. Let your senses be awake so you're aware of the sounds in the room, the sounds around you. And an inner listening. So you can listen to and feel the sensations, the aliveness of the body. And then bring that listening attention right to your own heart. It's not so common that we purposefully listen to our own heart, to sense the state of your heart. See if you can make room for whatever's there, whether there's numbness or anxiety or openness, tenderness, whatever it is. And as you continue this kind of listening, allowing attention, listen to your intention for tonight. Just sense what your aspiration is for the evening. In the simplest way, you're asking, well, what really matters? And widening your attention to sense all of us sitting here, we can just take a moment to feel our shared prayer that our time together, our moments of silence and listening and meditation, contemplation, be of benefit to all beings. That our time together serve the healing of all beings on earth, everywhere. So it's with this quality of care, of presence, you might bring the palms gently together at the heart, just to feel your own sincerity, your own openness. And we'll chant the mantra Om, which we often do. It's the basic sound current of connectedness, of opening to our belonging, to life, to spirit. We'll chant three times, so please inhale deeply.
Oh.
A mindful presence deepens the more we sense an awakeness in our body, the aliveness here, listening with a kind of easy, open attention to the life that's here. It can be helpful to imagine a smile spreading through your eyes to soften, relax the whole brow area. It's an area we habitually tighten without even noticing it. And the more we think, the more it's tightening. So this helps to reverse that stress kind of position of the face. Smiling into the eyes, sensing the corners of the eyes lifted up a bit. Slight smile at the mouth. Slight but real, and feel the inside of the mouth smiling. Let the jaw be relaxed. Again, this gives a message to the nervous system to step out of fight flight, to inhabit a more receptive and gentle kind of a presence. The eyes are smiling, mouth. And imagine that you can smile into the heart. Just notice what happens if you imagine and feel a curve of a smile spread through the heart. Sense the space that opens up with a smile, making room for exactly what's here. Again, just sense the eyes smiling, the mouth, smiling into the heart. Feeling the space and receptivity of that smile opening from the inside out and through the chest. Expanding outward and outward so that your shoulders can actually relax back and down some right now. Can you imagine the space and the aliveness inside the shoulders? Sensing the space and the flows of energy through the arms. And then let your whole awareness be inside the hands so you can feel the aliveness and space there. What happens if you soften the hands now? Is there a more intimate sense of the vibrating and the tingling, the life that's there? Again, smiling into the heart. Sensing the curve and the openness of a smile spread through the chest. Noticing the possibility of softening down into the belly now. So this next breath is received in a softening belly. This breath. And now this one. And again. What happens if you smile into the belly, into the dantian, this center of energy, the navel area? Can you imagine the space and the aliveness that fill the belly? Letting that awareness scan down through the legs, feeling the legs from the inside out. The movement of energy, tingling, vibrating right down into the feet. What happens when you widen the attention now and experience this whole body as just a field of sensation, changing, dancing sensation? Just be the relaxed space that it's happening in. Not resisting anything, just let this life live through you. Let this play of sound wash through you. Notice that the breath breathes itself. So you might notice in the foreground this play of sensation, heat, cool, pressure, tingling, vibrating. The symphony of sound, appearing, disappearing. And in the background, this alert inner stillness. But simply aware of what's happening. It's like awake space. rest in that presence, this here-ness, right in the center of now, this awake space. You notice the mind is busy, is darting around, getting lost in thoughts, then you can perhaps have an experience in the foreground, be a kind of home base. Just feeling the breath come in and out can help steady the mind. Or maybe just listening to sound. Are the sensations of your palms on your legs and your feet on the ground to help you come back right here again and again. When you notice you've been lost in thought, the most important thing is your attitude in coming back. Friendly, interested, choosing to reconnect with the life that's right here. That means you can just relax open and listen to the sounds that are really actually happening right in these moments. you can re-relax in the body. Just let go a little, the shoulders. Soften the hands. You can relax the heart by smiling into the heart. Again, making room for the life that's here. When you hear the sounding of the gong, let it be an invitation to bring mindfulness to sound, an invitation to continue in mindfulness as you open your eyes and move around and engage. So the practice continues, but in a less formal way.